Riyan Bab Samachvot Let us see the bottom Tosfos Bamai Kamiflagi. The Gemara asked, we have a machlokes between Tone Devei Rav and Tone Devei Rav Yishmoel. Tone Devei Rav holds it's a Klalo Prat, and Tone Devei Rav Yishmoel holds it's a Klal Prat, a Klal. So the Gemara says, the Maika Miflagi, so the Gemara says, the machlokes is by Roshan Oruch. The klal prat klal, so from chargo and arbe, you know the dalet simonim, and ein reish and oruch, and then solom is miyuter, and solom comes to tell me afilu reish and oruch. And tone dvei rab holds that it's not a klal prat klal, each one says a klal prat, and the marbe, these dal arbe, minoi, and solom, mineu, etc. The Maiko Miflagi, the Imtaima, a Mailoi Meforish, the Iko Binayu, Shar Chagovim, She'enon Mimin Oison Aksuvim, She'eshlam Arbo Simonim, Aksuvim Bemasnisen, Ve'en Roishan Oroch. We have, according to Tana Devei Rav, we have, the Posik says, The Arbe, Leminoi, Solom, Lemineu, Chalgo, Lemineu, Chogob, Lemineu. So, Bekitzer, and all of these are Ein Reish and Oruch. Fine. So, we need Ein Reish and Oruch, but we also need that it should be the mean of these four. It's a mean Arbe, a mean Solom, a mean Chalgo, a mean Chogob. It's a Klal Prat. So the prat is arba minoi. That's the prat. So arba and all the minim of arba that have hasem on him. It's all the main reish and oruch. But if I'll have a chogov that is not from the dalet minim and it has the dalet sim on him, it has hasem on him. It's ein reish and oruch. It is all hasem on him. But it is not from these talad medium, it's another mean. So according to Tana Devei Rav, so it's not kosher, because it's a klal prat. I need, besides the simonim, the hay simonim, which includes ein reish and oruch, it has to be from these talad medium, it's a klal prat. Arbe uminoi, it has to be a min arbe, or a min chag, or a min solo. According to Tana Devei Rav Yishmoel, you don't need to have a klal prat, a klal, not a klal prat. I just need some on him. I need to, so there's a poshet, there's another nafkamina. A mile in meforish dike binayu, shah chagovim, she'enon mimin oison haksuvim. You have other chagovim that is not from the mean of these ksuvim. And the Shacha Govim Sheshlam Arbo Simonim Aksuvim Bemasnisim. It has the four Simonim. And Ve'en Roisha Yorch, and has a fifth Simon also, has all Simonim, has all five Simonim. Dele Tane Devei Rav Asiri. According to Tane Devei Rav, it'll be Yosa. Avo Bisheshlam Dalet Simonim Bemasnisim. The Ein Bechlal Elamashe Beprat. I need these Dalet. I need Arbe, Solom, Chagel, and Chogov, and they're meaning. But if I find something that's another mean, a fifth mean, so the Torah wasn't matter. And according to Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, it's mutter. V'yesh loima, so Tosfos says, D'shema leke shum Chogov, sheyeh boy hei simonim, there is no such metzias. That's why Chazal didn't say it. Chazal were looking for a nafkamina. The only nafkamina they could find is Reish and Oruch. To find another mean with Hesem on him, there's no such thing. Inami Revusa Nokat. Or maybe the Gemara wants to say that's a nafkamina. ואפילו ברוישי אורך שורי טון לדבר רבי ישמעאל. The moment to say a chiddush that even though all the four chagovim which are enumerated in the pasuk is ein roish and oruch, but according to Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael will be matter afilu roish and oruch. I mean, that's a bigger chiddush, that we're matter even though all those that are written in the pasuk are ein roish and oruch. בסייב שמייטה פרש בקונטרס, וחגובים הלולו אין תונים שחיטה. רשי, at the end of the סוגי רשי, says that וחגובים הלולו אין תונים שחיטה, שרי אחר דוגים הזכירה מקוס. Because the Torah wrote חגובים after דוגים, וזוי תורה סבאימה כמשמוי, ואוי, כמשמוי, בלי שרצוי, אני מינים קטנים, בכל נפש, אחי, הרי מסס במים, אלו דוגים, בכל נפש, אשר עצס, על האורץ, אלו חגובים, הלוכס גדולס, כך פרש בקונטר, so since the Torah wrote חגובים, after dogim, so seems we're makish to dogim, just like dogim don't need שחיטה, so חגובים also don't need שחיטה. ולא יוצרך להובי בקונטרס מהלוכס גדולוס. אלא משום דדולר ישלי מקרא. That means the עצם הלוכה, that חגובים don't need שחיטה, you don't need הלוכס גדולוס. There's a חוכס in שס, that you don't need שחיטה by חגובים. רשי only brought הלוכס גדולוס to tell us the מקור, that you don't need shechita, but the etzem halacha, you don't need halachas gedolos, there's often a right. The bekama mekaymis b'shas muchach the shovel below shechita. Now Tosis is going to bring a multitude of rights. B'sayif perik Rabbi Kiva, we learned as follows, chogov tomei ein matzniin lekotin, we will not take a chog of tomei in the matzniya this carried out for a cotton, because we will not permit a cotton to play with a chog of tomei, a live chog of tomei, dume mayis v'ochalei, because the cotton is playing with it, maybe it might die and it'll come and eat it. So we will not use a chog of tomei for a cotton to play with, because through the playing he might kill it. That's poshib shat, he might kill it and then he might go and eat it. Aval chog of toyer ain lochush. But a chog of toyer, we have nothing to be, if we can give a cotton a chog of toyer to play with, and what'll be that he'll go and kill it? No, that'll go and kill it. He'll go and kill it, so what'll be? And he'll eat it. Zechnish kefelach. Because a chogov does not need shchita. One right. Ubereish perek dam shchita. This is brought us before already. Koma oitzi dam dogim vachagovim shekulom heta. Dam dogim vachagovim, since the etzem dog and chogov is heta, so the dam is also heta. Umeforish, what does that mean? The ain tunin shchite, it's mutafilo without shchite. Ubeperik ain mamidim, then Tosfos brings a gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Omar Rav oyde kechovim sheitzisu esaur ba'agam. The gemara is speaking about a shmuz of bishul akol. What is if a goy cooks something, but his intent is not to cook, his intent is something else. But lemaisa gets cooked. Does this fall into the isar of bishul akol? So the Gemara brings down, oivdei kechovim sheitzisu esaur ba'agam, that a goy went and he burnt down a whole agam, wanted to clear out the place, is kol achagovim asurim. So the Gemara first wanted to say that the Chagovim are also al Spishalakum, because there was a whole bunch of, he burnt out a whole agam, which was full of chagovim. She's not allowed to eat the chagovim. The Gemara first wanted to say, because it's bishalakum, because he made the fire that roasted the chagovim. Then the Gemara says, no, that's not called bishalakum, since he bechlal did not have any intent to cook the chagovim. And the Gemara says, before his time, lo yediu haitome vahaitoyet. Because since they burnt the chagovim are burnt, so you can't be baiting to someone improperly, because I don't know what's knuff of chayf and esrubi. I mean, they're burnt to the some emela. No, so al kaponim, so you can't eat them because I can't be baiting to someone. Avol lishchite leichayshinam. I'm not chayish for shchite. That means you see, claw that wasn't the problem. The whole problem was maybe this is chagovim tmeim there. But I says also you don't need shchita. Right, hosam besayif pilke chagovim aboim min haheptek min haoitzer. This is haheptek is also a type of an oitzer. You buy them from a goy mutarim likach min haoivet kachov. You're allowed to, he's selling them from a noitzel, you're allowed to buy them from a goy. V'chein aboim min aslule, v'lifnei chenveni asurim mimnei shemizalef aleim yayin. So here we're speaking about, again, we're buying dead chagovim and a noitzel, and the head with the thing about the dead already, there's a pile of chagovim there, and the only problem is, if it's minachnus, asurim, the problem is mezalef aleim yayin. But weiss doch ois that wasn't geschacht, and there's no problem. The la'el heveisi bereise the sefte, we brought a bereise diktoni oichel odom dogim bechagovim, bein chayim, bein meisim, bein eichoshish. A person can eat dogim bechagovim. So you can eat mason, not shchutim. Va'achol gav da'ichol lav davke. The bechayim ikam mishum ba'al teshak, so the mucha beka bekiva b'shabbos. Mikol mokim nokat oichol l'mei medaleke iser eva min achai v'leiboi shchite. I mean, that what it says, oichol chagobim chayim means that you can chop off an eva, and then there's no Baal Teshakta. The whole Baal Teshakta seems if you take a chagov in your mouth and you start chewing it and you're jumping around, that's a Baal Teshakta. But if you chop off an eiver and you eat the eiver, so then there's no Baal Teshakta. The eiver is not jumping around. So you're allowed to. It doesn't need shchita. The Tosfos brings a raya from all these Gemaras that you don't need shchita by a chagov. That what Rashi to bring the Bahag is only a makor that you don't need shchita dumya the dogim. They bring down Dachsamir that Rav Sadia Goyen held that you're not allowed to eat a dead chagov, an avela, not let you eat a dead chagov. So the problem is, what do we do with all these rayas that Tosfos brought? So I saw in Karnei Chagovim, a sefer from Magoyim Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita wants to say that could be that the Rav Sadia Goyen held, if it died by itself, you're not allowed to eat it. Okay, that was the shita. But if it was killed, you don't need shchita. He's also made you don't need shchita. But he holds that in order to be permitted to eat it, you need to kill it. So all these cases, we're speaking about chagov tomei, ematznien lekotn duma mayis v'ochalei. Mayis doesn't mean that he'll die from old age by the kotn. It means the kotn in the process of playing with it will kill it. So memela, so a chug of Torah, you're allowed to leave over And that's he wants to play all the Gemaras. Akum Shetzisar Sa'uba Agam. So there's also the guy burnt down the Agam, and so he killed all the Chagovim. And all these other places also, the piles of Chagovim, as Mustam is speaking about, not they went to an old age home of Chagovim, they got that Chagovim, they killed the Chagovim. He wants to say that is the sheet of Rav Sadia Goin, that an Avela is also, that means if it died by itself. But he's zicha moide that there's no din shchite. We had further in the Mishnah, Ubedogim, let us just see the last number of Mishnah for 1 minute after and tell some of Aleph. Ubedogim, kol sheyeshloi snapir v'kaskeses. Seems that fellow one snapir and one kaskeses is also enough. If there's a scale and a fin, that's also enough. Remidaim v'shnei kaskasin, v'snapir echod, v'eilein kaskasin, ha'kvuyim boi, v'sanpirin ha'pereach ben. The kaskasin are the scales that are kavua, v'sanpirin ha'pereach ben, the fins that swims with these fins. Shot b'hem alamayim, Rashi says. Here, of them is a Rashi, let's see. Aperech b'hem Rashi b'ayot says, Av Samachbov. Shot b'hem al pnei hamayim. Akavuin boi yoyser min asapirim, it's sanpirim, it's more kavua, she'ein zozin me'aleim. That means you can't move them. The fins move. Avol b'yadayim. That means you can scrape off the scales. I will call some pirim who yochel le kashkeshon. But the sanpirim, the fish alone, is mekashkes the sanpirim. They move back and forth. So the sanpirim are not called kibuim, and the kaskasim are called kibuim. Tana Rabbonon, ein loy achshav v'osid legadol la'achazman. What if now the dog does not have kaskasin? V'osid legadol la'achazman, but as it grows with kaskasin with scales. Kegoin hasultonis v'apio. Arei zemuta. So Rashi says hasultonis mean dogim ktanim. So on the article, he's mitzadid, could be its herring, could be its sardines. These are dogim ktanim that, as they grow, the kaskasim grow with them. That's one halacha. Yesh loy achshav. What if the dogim have now kaskasim? But when it leaves the water, the kaskasin fall off. Kegoin akunz vapunz, kaspatias, achspatias, patunes, areizemuta. Rashi says, kulon loshen parsiyen. Tanan hosom, we learned a Mishneh. Ko sheyesh loy kaskeses, yesh loy snapir. That if we see that the dog has a kaskeses, we can be assured that it has a snapir also. V'yesh sheyesh loy snapir, v'ein loy kaskeses. But there are other dogs that have a snapir and do not have a kaskeses. So a kaskeses is a simen tare. It's a simen that it has a snapper also, and a snapper is not a cementara. Yesh loy kaskeses, v'yesh loy snapper, doktoru. Doktor, it's a doctor. Yesh loy snapper, v'ein loy kaskeses, daktomi. Drek de gemore michdei a kaskeses kosam chino. So, bekitza, we're soimer an a kaskeses. I mean, that snapper doesn't mean anything. If it has a kaskeses, so then we're 100% sure that it's a kosher dog, because whoever has a kaskeses has a snapper also, and therefore it's a doctor. So fact the Gemara lichtev rachmona kaskeses v'loi lichtev snapir. So why did the Torah have to say yesh loi snapir v'kaskeses? It's you don't have to write that it has a snapir. Write that it has a kaskeses. And I'm a mela, I'll know that it's kosher. That's all I need. If it has scales, I'll know it's kosher. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara answers, Ikosav Rachmona Kaskeses, Leikosav Snapir, Avamine Mai Kaskeses Snapir. So I would think that a Kaskeses, I wouldn't know the exact translation of Kaskeses. I would think Kaskeses means Snapir. Taisus and Daf Chav Gimel, in the end of a Taisus explains, the Loshen Kaskeses Mashme Dovo She'enei Shove V'choluk. Kaskeses means that it is bumpy, it is not smooth. Dovo She'yad Misachseches Boy, that when the hand goes over it, it gets stuck with it. It blocks the movement of the hand. Misnapir Kachu Benoifel by Loshen Kaskeses. I mean, if you're going over, just like if you're going against the grain, you're going against the scales, so it stops the movement of the hand. So if the snapirim, you're going with the goof of the dog, you'll bump into a snapir. So Memele, a snapir, so the Loshen Kaskeses is can be understood, it's going on snapping also, because the sheirish of the word is that davar shayad misachseches boy, that the hand gets stuck in it and it doesn't go further. So it could be scales, it could be the fins. So mamela, the word kaskeses is not a clear simen what is metaya the dog. That's what the Gemara says. E kosav rachmona kaskeses, le kosav snapir, havamina mai kaskeses, snapir. I would think kaskeses means snapir. Bafilu dog tome. And I would say, need a kaskeses. I would be under the impression that kaskeses means snapir, and I would be matar afilu a dog tome. Kosav rachmona, snapir v'kaskeses. Now it says two simonim. So now, al-kochoch, so one has to be the scales. I don't know which is which, but al-koponim, one has to be the scales. It's two different simonim. That's why it says both. Rekte gemore, mimai de kaskeses levusho. So the gemore says, it said in the Mishnah differentiated between kaskeses and snapir. Kaskeses is kavua, and the snapir is not kavua. The snapir moves. So, how did the Tana know? That means, if you tell me the word kaskeses could be understood out snapir, could be understood out kaskeses. So, how did the Tana Taka know that kaskeses means the double kavuah, the scales? How did the Tana know the Sufi Emes? Mimai de kaskeses levushu. That's the levush of the dog. And that's taka the scale. It's a double noisif under oil. It's not, yet. The sieve, it says by Goyas, the Syrian kaskasin hulavush. It said that Goyas wore armor of scales, like one over the other. So you see that it's a Syrian kaskas and the lovush. So memele, from the posik of Goyas, I know clearly that kaskasim is a lavush, and that's the scales of the fish, that the scales of the fish are a lavush over the oil. So Mamela, so the Gemara is saying, how did the Tana know that kaskasim are kvuim? Akochach, he knew it from this posik, because it says, kaskasim ulovush, the mice is kaskas is a lavush, so therefore it's the scales of the fish. The lichtoiv, so we're back where we started from. So now I have a makor to know what kaskasim are, because you can see by goyis, it's a lavush. So we're back where we started from, the lichtoiv rachmone kaskeset, Leilichtev snapir. Amar Avabo, v'chein tonet v'Rabbi Shmuel, yagdil toiro v'yadil. The Tosfos HaRosh asks the kasha, that the Gemara's kasha is moir de gmodne. The Gemara asks that what are you telling me? I need two lishaynes to figure out that it needs scales also. And like this, I would think, Kaskas says, is the snapirim, so the Gemara is Akash, no, you know from the Pasuk in Goliath that Kaskesis is a Labush. No, so what was till Goliath, till Shmuel Aleph was written? I mean, what's the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara's Kasha is the Tanin knew it from Goliath. The Tanin knew it from Goliath. But the Pasuk was written before Goliath. Some emailer, so that's why you need both. That's the Tosfos HaRosh asked this kasha. The Tosfos HaRosh answered that they knew Lashon HaKodesh also. The mother just brings, they knew before Goliath, they knew also what the taich of Kaskesis is. So the Lashon HaKodesh is not too clear, but I'll kapon him. So the Gemara says, Yagdu Teire V'yadeh. Okay, we'll see in Tosfos. A little what this means. Zogt Rashi, nan hosam be meseches nide, a kaskese samchinen. The eina, so we can rely on kaskeses, the eina beloi snapir, ke de toni tane. Ba snapir loi samchinen, the doctor miname yesh loi snapir. Hava mine kaskese su aperechbe. Ba osi lach shuri daktome, kosav rachmona tabayu le memre, so from the boat I learn out, al kochoch, Chad minayu hava hanach de kvuyim boi. Pachinam, vahashte de chsiv tarvayu, minolon de kaskeses levushu. How do you know it's taka levush? The meforish tanda de masnisen kaskasen elu a kvuyim boi. How do you taka know? Al kochoch, mahaikrom mishtame, visirya in kaskasen, we learn now from this posse. The kiv and the pshit along the kaskeses u levush. Now I know the kaskeses u levush. Lichtev kaskeses lechude. The alos, let it write kaskeses. I know what kaskeses is. And the alos amchina. Bahash the leka le meima hava mina my kaskeses nape. Let's see Tosfos. Kol she yeshloi kaskeses yeshloi snape. How did the Chachamim know this? This is saying, a metzias in all the dogim in the Bria, if you find that dog that has scales, it zicher has snapirim. How did Chazal know this? V'chein la'el desanya, we learned av samach gimel amad beis, she'ein b'minei dogim t'meyim elo zayin meyis. That is only 700 minei dogim tmeim, and there the Gemara says, the Lamayin Afkeminus and Tosfos explains over there, if you know all the 700 minim tmeim, so then you'll take a fish that doesn't have kaskasim, and you're wondering, did it fall off in the mayim, did it fall off later, so you can know clearly. If it's not from the 700, it's zicher fell off in the Mayim. And it's kosher. Because this is not from the 700. So Chazal knew exactly there are only 700 dogim tmei. So where did they know this? V'leka l'meim ma'odov. This is a Messiah from Odom Arishim. Shekorem lem Shemis. Odom Arishim was Kaira Shemis to all the Nivroim. Kim lo hu achi, so Adam zichenu all the minim, because He gave everyone a shem. Shemosal ledoires kach shehem tmeim. So it was meisa to the doires that the 700 are tmei. Shekein hu hiker es kulam. So we have a Messiahs from Adam Arishan also, that Adam Arishan gave over that if a dog has kaskasim, it's if it has snapper, he does everything is on Adam Arishan, there's no kasha. From Noach, my Chavusa said, there was no dog in the Tevis. So Noach didn't know about the dog, but Adam Arishan knew about the older dogim. And we have a Messiah, some other Marishan, that saw the whole Bria. So, Tais was the Loy Mashme be Mikra Shekore Shemes Alu Behemes Aloifes. In the Posek, it says that the Behemes Aloifes, it doesn't say Dogim. Some Mele say he didn't know about the Dogim. Sha'af al pi Sheyoda Shmoish al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we see he knew the Rabbeinu Shalom's name, Kedarshinin, Ani Hashem, Chazal Darshan, Hu Shmi Shekorli Adam Arishan. Bedogim Mi Eloi Ashkecha. That means like this, that there's a Makoyer, that he was Koyre, the shame of the Rabbeinu Shalom. He gave Ani, Hu Shekorli Adam Arishan, the Shem. So we have a Makoyer from the Posek that he called the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Shem, Ani Hashem, Hu Shmi Shekor Li Adam Arishan. So we have a Posek on this. Abba Bedogim Mi Eloi Ashkechem. So how do we know all these Cheshbainis? Mi Eshloima, so this is two Terutzim. Either Mikaela Sheikha Li Adam, Yesh Le Rabbeis Afilu Dogim, Mikaela Sheikha Li Adam, so the Kaela is Mar Bedogim, Vikala Mehma de Modam Kimlo, we know Take from Adam Arishan. Vim Timsa Loyma Shalai Koralem Shemis, Yesh Loyma Dochi Kimlo, Aloch Lamashi Misinai. So Aloch Lamashi Misinai that all these in Yonim, that there's 700 Dogim Temeim, and Misha Yesh Loy Kaskesa, Yesh Loy Snapir. Avamina my kaskesa snappy per kama perashtu do shaykhan lakshi vichitza kalichta kde shleinitik de parechosum gabitza kolimute sveike. Pakerti, that's what this explains. The word kaskesa means rough, not smooth. That's the word kaskesa. So memele, the word alone can be kailo, sai snappy and sai kaskesa. Yagdeu teire viyadir. How by Oma Lono Taimim Leida Mao Kaskeses? So that's me from the Maram Shifa would seem that Taisis means to say, that's right, we could figure out Kaskeses from the Posek, and then if you know Loshna Kodesh, maybe you could also figure it out. But the Taira wanted to give us a person who doesn't know the Posek and who doesn't know Loshna Kodesh well, so the Torah wanted to make sure that this person should not be nichshol in dogim tmeim, and he might think kaskeses means snapper. So maybe that's why the Torah wrote the kefil alosh. Zokta Gemara Vaita. Tono Rabono, mimashma shenemar. Before we see the Gemara, let us just see, there's a few psukim in Parsha Shmini, Perek Yud, from Pasuk Tes to Pasuk Yud Aleph. Ezeh Toichlu Mikol Asher Bamoyim. The first Pasuk speaks about what is permissible to eat. Kol Asher Lo Yisnaper B'Kaskeses Bamayim Bayamim. So the first pasuk says that one is permitted to eat tela shalei snapir bekaskeses b'mayim, and it mentions b'yamim uvan cholim, which we'll see why this is mentioned. Oisam teichelu, one is permitted to eat this. A gavuche, let us show, see, really, there's a yitter in the posik, which the Gemara will discuss. The posik says, Ezer toichlu, mikolesha b'mayim, men kolesha loisnafe v'kaskeses b'mayim b'yamim v'ncholim, then the posik is mesayim, oisam toichelu. Twice it says, you can eat it. We'll see the Gemara later speaks about it. Then it says, "V'chol asher ein lo isnapir v'kaskeses v'yamim uvancholim mikol sheretz amayim mikol nefesh achay shebamoyim sheketz heim lochem v'sheketz yulochem v'bzorom lo isaychelu v'snivlosom tishaketsu." Fine. So now, let us see the Gemara. Look to Gemara Zayt. Tana Rabbana. Mimashme shenema, from the first posik, it says, Es zeh toichlu. And it says, what should you eat? If it has these two simona. Is mimashme shenema, echel es sheyeshloi, that you eat if it has two simona. So I can figure out, shemei ani al toichel es sheinloi. So I understand if it doesn't have a snappy v'kaskeses, you're not allowed to eat. So from the first posik, I can figure out the second posik. That you're not allowed, it says he should eat if it has a snappy v'kaskeses. So I can derive from this, but if it doesn't have a snappy v'kaskeses, you're not allowed to eat it. So the second posik is miyuta. Now, and from the second posik that says you're not allowed to eat if it doesn't have a snapper because kesses, shemei ani echel es sheyesh loy. So I can figure out if it has a snapper because kesses, you're allowed to eat it. The lama shana. So why did the posik? Why is there two psukim? One telling us if it has these two simonim, you're allowed to eat it, and one that says if it doesn't have, you're not allowed to eat it. So the Gemara answers, Laver olov be'esei v'loisas. That is coming to tell us that it is a lav and an esei. That means, oisam teichelu is a miut at the end of Pasuk Tes. Oisam teichelu, only snapa v'kaskeses, but if it doesn't have a snapa v'kaskeses, is a lav above michlal asei. And the next pasuk is telling us a lot. V'chol Hashem leisnabe v'kaskeses. So there's a lot. Let us see Rashi. Kol asher leisnabe v'kaskeses b'mayim. Oysam techeilu. No, this is... Yeah, oysam techeilu. Oysam mashme miyute. Only this you can eat. So this is coming to give us a lava b'mechlala saying. The next pasuk is coming to tell us a lot. Now the Gemara is going to go into another inyan, but the Gemara is bothered by, as we had mentioned before, the beginning of pasuk test. It says, as ze toichlu, mikol asher b'mayim, mikol asher lo isnapi v'kaskeses b'mayim b'yam v'ncholim, oisam teichelu. So the as ze toichlu is miyuta. I mean, it's just as later, oisam teichelu. So why do you need as ze toichlu? So we're going to speak about this as ze toichlu, and we're going to go into another inyan. So let us just see the Gemara. Toichlu mikol asher b'mayim, ma talmud loyma. What is this pasuk telling us? Sheyochel hoyel vehiter b'mefoirish, vehiter b'stam. Now we're going to learn like this. There's a moiridik diyik in the pasuk that the mefoirish and stam is will have to wait till soif avdav samach zayin amid aleph. But there's a meiridik diyik in the pasuk, which we're going to delve with now. It says, "Kol asher lo isnapir v'kaskeses b'mayim Bayamen uvan cholim oisai toichelu. It says you need a snapper vekaskeses bayamen uvan cholim. Bayamen van cholim, you want to eat. We're talking about something that's in the mayim. If it's bayamim uvan cholim, you're allowed to eat it. And it says again, b'chol asher ein lo snapper bekaskeses bayamim uvan cholim. If it doesn't have a snapper kaskes bayamim uvan cholim, mikol sheretz hamayim, then it says lo seichel, not allowed to eat. So it's very, very interesting. The sheretz hamayim, which is also, if it doesn't have a snapper, the kaskeset is speaking about if it's bayamim v'van cholim. But what if you'll have toiloim shebemayim, toiloim shegdelim bekelim? That's what the Gemara is going to speak about. Toiloim shegdelim bekelim. And these toiloim, they're minute, these toiloim do not have a snapper, the kaskeset. So we have a diuk from this pasuk at Nishkefelach. That what we said, that sheretz hamayim, mikol sheretz hamayim, you're not allowed to eat, that's tavke, if it's bancholim, bayamim, uvancholim. So this is not nizgadol v'keilim. This is only mutter, this sheretz hamayim is only mutter if it is snapper v'kaskeses. But if you have toiloim that nizgadol b'mayim shebekelim, this is mutter. This is mutter. And we're going to have a sugya, what about the toiloim b'mayim shebeboirim sichin amoris? That's going to be the sugya adis toiloim, also mutter. They don't have a snap of a kaskeses. So the just to understand the mahalach of the sugya, the malach of the mesugya is going to go, I have a limud that the toiloim shebekelim, you do not need snapper v'kaskeses. What is the din by the toiloim shebeboire sichin amoris? That's what the Gemara is going to speak about, and that's what we're going to have limud. Now, let's see the Baraisa. So let's again start the Baraisa. Toichlu, ezet toichlu, this is the beginning of the Pasuk, ezet toichlu mikol asher b'mayim. Ma Talmud loimed, that we mentioned before, this is miyuta. It says later at the end, oisam toichelu. Sheyochel, I would think, hoyel v'hitter b'mefoirish, v'hitter b'stam. I have two limudim. One limud is b'mefoirish, and one limud is b'stam. I will see later what the mefoirish and stam is, but I have two limudim. Mak shehiter b'mefoirish, when the posik was matter b'mefoirish, by hiter ele b'keilim, was only matter, the teiloim shebekeilim, it was only matter, yeah. Ak shehiter b'stam, I have another heter, Lo yhiter ela bekeila. It's only matter the teiloim shebekeila. Minayin le rabois sichin umaoreis. How do I know that if you have water in sichin umaoreis, sheshoiche, that a person could bend down, vishoise mehem, and he could drink this water, ve'einoi nimna, that's not mayim shebekeila. So Memele, now, before we'll see Rashi, so that is the teretz of the Gemara. The Gemara, the psukim later, with that speak about, you need a snap of a kaskeses, say you need a snap of a kaskeses, beyamim uvan cholam. That's you need a snap of a kaskeses. If it's bekelim, you don't need a snapper because kaskeses, and it's muta, that's teiloim shegdeilim b'mayim shebekli. So now I have a shaila, what is the din teiloim shegdeilim b'boirois sichin u'ma'oreis? What is the din over there? That's the beginning of Pasuk Tes. es ze toichlu mikoyl asher b'moyim. This pasuk is marbe that afilu toiloim shebeboyre sichem ha'oretz, a person is allowed to bend down and drink the water, even though coming up in the water you have there toiloim shegdeilim b'mayim shebeboyrez. Now let us see Rashi. Toichlu, now so Tzaval, we said already Akasha in the Teretz, and then the Gemara will elaborate. Toichlu mikoyla sheba mayim mat talmud voyme. What I learned from the beginning of the Posik is that Toichlu mikoyla sheba mayim. Voho mi oisom toichelu de seifa de kron afkelon etera. B'yeshloi. From the Sefer, I know everything. I know, it says, Oysom Teichelu, that means it's Mutter. V'isser Eser Be'einloi, and Oysom Teichelu, if it does not have these two Simonim, it is an Isser Eser. V'toichlu Kamo L'may Oso. So why did he need this first, the beginning of the Pasuk? Is that Toichlu Mikelo Shebamayim? Lichter Mikela Shabamayim Kol Hashaloi. Let the pasuk should start as that Mikela Shabamayim Kol Hashaloi Snapi Bekaskeses. Oysom Teichelu. So the beginning of the pasuk as that Teichelu, that the Gemara is a problem. This pasuk is Meyuta. Sheyochel. So what is the Teretz? So the Teretz is, the Baal, the Teretz is that this pasuk is coming to tell us that teiloim shebeboires are also mutter. That's the Teretz. Now Rashi is a problem. I have a miyuter dike posik as that teichlu. So it's miyuter. It's coming to tell us that teiloim shebeboires is also dogim shebeboires, whatever they're called, that it's mutter a fellow without snapi bekaskes. So Rashi is a problem. If you have a miyuter dike posik, So the second half is muta, not the first half is muta. I mean, it says, Ezeh toichlu, then it ends, Oysom toichelu. So Ezeh toichlu is good, it's coming to tell you Ezeh toichlu. The Oysom toichelu is muta, and the Gemara darshan is from Ezeh toichlu. That's Rashi's got. V'ikashe, so Rashi is toichlu dereshe, the toichlu dereshe avalei lemishbek legufei, that you need legufei. Uvascho ledroshe. And the second one is coming the drash. Tachol uche the droshe hochiyu. Whenever you make a droshe, you dashen it because it's miyutav because of the first pasuk. In Kain, Sarashi says, if you would do like this, sule meshkachas midi lemidrish mitoichelu de seife. That means this drosha that we are darshaning, we can only darshan from the reisha and not from the sefer. That's why the Gemara started off with the posik of the reisha, the beginning of the posik test. Now, look Rashi. Hoyo vehiter sheretz hamayim, Beloi simonei tare b'shnei mikrois. We have two psukim that are matter sheretz amayim without simonei tare b'shnei mikrois. Echad zosum ve'echad mefoirish, ki the mefoirish will come. We have two psukim, one is mefoirish, one is zosum. V'hava amine, I would say, yilmad zosum mina mefoirish. I would learn zosum mina mefoirish. Mag shehiter b'mefoirish, lehiter, b'loi snapa v'kaskeses, elishkotzim hagdeilim b'mayim shebekeilim. Just like the mefoirish dikeposik, I was only matter shkotzim that grow in mayim shebekeilim. Kegoin teiloim shebe. Ulekama mefoirish menolon de mishri. Where do I see that shkotzim shebekeilim amut? So when the Torah was matam, the sosum, it's also elo bekeila. I will call shameimes, but if you find toiloim in any other body of water. Kegoin charitzin uneitzim, shehem noivim v'doimim liyamim. If you have charitzim uneimim, that there's flowing water. V'doimim liyamim nechol mamur b'parsha. Oy boyrei sichin amore, shehem doimim lehem, shehem noivim. But I would think that only kalim is mutter, but anything else that is not kalim, which includes charitzim and neitzim, which is neveya, and it also would include boyrei sichin amos, which are not neveya. I would think nil meitzosim in amamafayrish, and just like the mafayrish was matter only dogim shebekalim, shrotzim shebekalim, it was only matter shrotzim shebekalim, so I would think the posik hasosum was also only matter shrotzim shebekalim. Minayim lahater boireis sichin umaoreis. How do you know that she'enoi nimna lishtois imateiloim shebehem, a person can drink water from a boil together with the teiloim? Hoyol vein doimim liyamin enocholim shesimonim amurim behem. That means I'm going to have a ribui. That when do you need simonim shrotim? This is sheretz amayim. When does sheretz amayim need simonim? When it's been a cholim or biyamim, then you need simonim. Now I have a limud. If it's not been a cholim, sheyamim in the cholim, it's bekelim. You don't need these simonim. How do I know to be marbe shrotim shebemayim the nimtzoyim bepoyresich in the moris? It's not a keli. It's a little different than a keli. How do I know to be marbe? These shirotzim are also mutter, that a person is allowed to drink water from a boyer, even though there's teloim. Sheinei nimna lishtois imatel, sheinei nimna lishtois imateloim shebe. Hoyil meinem doimim liyamim inacholim, shasimonim amurim bem. The misamonim wanema bayamim inacholim. Talmud loima, Toichlu mikol ha-shabam oyim. So al-kaponim, we don't understand yet the whole drash, but al-kaponim, that's the beginning of the posse. Eseh, toichlu mikol ha-shabam oyim. You're allowed to eat that mikol ha-shabam oyim, I feel it's not in a keili, it's in a ber sicha moro, it's also mutter. So this is coming to be marbe, this is coming to be marbe boiris sicha na moris. So now Rashi says, "Umitoichlu de seifer lemotzi lemidrash etayre eleisure." If you would, now that was the kasha before. From the toichlu, from the seifer, you can't darshan a heter. The oisam toichlu ksiv, because the toichlu of the oisam techelu there it says only snapper vekaskeses you could eat oisam techelu. The koi snap of a kaskeses. I can't be marba from this. From the oisam techeilu. That means only this you can. Forget the most of that's come in lava, but mechala say that if it doesn't have snap of a kaskeses, you're not allowed to eat it. So from this oisam techeilu, I can't be marba afilu without snap of a kaskeses. It's muta. Avol mi toichlu kama motzi midlush pampe namshe. So I start the posik. I'm marbi allowed to eat everything that's b'mayim. Everything means that filo doesn't have snapper because kesset. And b'mayim comes to tell afilo's b'yir sich in the mokos. Usnapper, so I stop over him. It's only eser toichlu mikol hashem b'mayim, period. And then it starts the posik. Avu mitoichlu kama motzi l'midrash b'am pei namshi. This is pshat the posuk. Toichlu mikol hashebamayim. You're allowed to eat mikol hashebamayim. Avu b'loisim onim. Uchegoin b'shar meimoy she'enom yan mim necholim. Period. And the posuk says further, kol hashele snapi v'kaskeses b'mayim b'yamim b'necholim v'isam techeilu. V'loi, v'loi snapa v'keskeses. Te b'yamim unecholim bo'i simonim. Yamin and Nechalim, you need some money. Fine. So now the Gemara just answered that the beginning of Pasuk Tes as that Toichlo Mikola Shabamoyim is coming to teach us that Toiloim Shrotzim Shabamoyim Sichin and Ma'oris you're allowed to drink. Just like Toiloim Shabakalim. Zogt der Gemara weiter. Zogt der Gemara, heichen hitter bekeilem. Now where does it say, now we're going a step further. Not only teiloim shebekeilem is mutter, but teiloim shebebeiris is also mutter. Zogt der Gemara, now let's start explaining. Heichen hitter bekeilem. Where does it say, that teiloim shebekeilem amuta. So first the Gemara brings this pasuk. It says, "Eset toichlu mikela shebamayim, bayamim ubenecholim." So it says, "Hu dechi islei echol." Here it says, "You should eat if it has some on him when bayamim ubenecholim." The last lay lois echol. If it doesn't have, you're not allowed to eat. Where? B'yamim in the cholim. Or b'kelim, but kelim, which are b'chlal not similar to yamim in the cholim, we'll see later. Aval gav the less lay achay. That's, here's the makor of kelim. The makor of kelim is because when the Torah said you need simonim, that's tafke b'yamim in the cholim. But kelim, you don't need simonim. Frek the Gemara, Eima, maybe the drash is fakert. Eima, bekelim, afal gav, de islei, loiseich. The pasuk says, you should eat, snapper, vikaskeses, banacholim. Fine. So you made a dik, and if that's snapper, vikaskeses, I'll eat banacholim. But bekelim, you're allowed to eat. Maybe be medaik fakert. Snapper, vikaskeses, is mutter, banacholim. But bekelim, a filo snapper vekaskeses is also. How do you know to make a kula that a filo without snapper vekaskeses is muta bekelim? Maybe the posik is coming ledayik that a filo snapper vekaskeses is only muta benacholim and not bekelim. That's the Gemara's kasha. In fact, the Gemara, Eima bekelim, afal gav de islei loisechel. So the Gemara says, Leisal kedaitach. That yizicha can be medayik. Because we can be medayik from the second psukim, by which says the lav, there zicha, it's coming lehetta. There it says, V'chol asharein leisnape v'kaskeses. Bayamim uvan cholim, mikoyu she'v'chol she'ein loy. Snape v'kaskeses. Bayamim uvan cholim, mikoyu she'eretz hamayim. So there it says you're not allowed to eat. If it doesn't have snapper v'kaskeses, v'yamim v'bancholim, you're not allowed to eat it. So there I can be medayik, a different but ain't loy. V'yamim v'bancholim, the less loy loy seichel. Ha'pikelim afogav the less loy echel. So memele from the second posik, I see clear, the first posik, you can make dreidlach. You could make the regular that the posik means, the first posik is speaking about the heter. So I could say the heter is only b'yamim ubun cholim, but b'keilim afilus nabavas kaskeses also won't help. That's how you could learn. But the second posik you can't say like that. Because the second posik is telling us issa. The second posik is telling us that you're not, if ain't nabavas kaskeses, it's telling us that what? That b'yamim ibn cholim, you're not allowed to eat it. I say, b'kelim, you're allowed to eat it. Let us see Rashi. Heichen hita b'kelim, me'eza mikra atalomet b'kelim amutim. B'yamim ibn cholim, so the more first brought down the first pasuk. B'yamim ibn cholim, the kasabti loch oisom limut, mi she'ein loy. That if it doesn't have, oisam techeilu, lemutim yishein lo. O bekeilim, afal gav de les liyachayu. Ve'eim, as the Gemara says, maybe medayik fakert.
Bekelem avo gav de islei loisechu. The agabi hateriksiv. Because this posik is speaking about the heter of simonim. Umashme de me terem amaitlu. The hochi mashme. Biyamim uben cholim hu de toichlem. With simonim. Avo bekelem loisechlem. So the Gemara says, you can't darshan like that. Loisal kedaitor. Because the next posik that speaks about Issa, there it says in the Issa, Ksiv Nami Yami Menacholim. Tatavke Ein Loi is also be Yami Menacholim. Lemute Kalem. Vahoche Al Kochach Misurim Emaitlu. Here, if the posik is speaking about Issa, and it says the Issa only applies be Yami Menacholim, so from here we can zicher be medayik that by kalim this will not apply. Hilkach al kochach reish namik, the first posik, kiksiv yamin unacholim, veloi kalim, as I say, misurim memayit lu, it's also memayit meisurim, that there's no isur, v'oisam teichelu, the memayit, Ami she'ein loy koi, v'ochi kama, yamim unacholim, it's only memayit ein loy, v'yamim unacholim. V'ochi kama, yamim unacholim, hu doi sam teichei loy, v'loy mi she'ein loy, v'yamim unacholim. Avu keilim, afilu ein loy echel. Zetrashi yazoy. So now I hear really two psukim, which teach us that Teiloim Shebekelim Amuta, the first posik and the second posik. Vahainu Shnei Mikrois Sosom Mefeirish Telel. Now these are the two psukim. One is Sosom, one is Mefeirish, we don't know yet. Shehutrobem Kelim. Ulekaman Boy and Avsamar Zayin, the Gemara is going to ask, Hai Kori Sosom, Vahai Kori Mefeirish. So that is pshat in the Gemara. Now you know the Teichwert HaKaponim in the beginning of the Baraisa. That I would think, it says, Sheyochel Oil Vita B'Mefeirish Vita B'Sosam. So I would think, just like the Heter B'Mefeirish is only by Kalim, so the Heter B'Sosam is also only by Kalim, and not by Resich and Amoris. That's why I need the Posek Ezeh Toichlu Mikol HaShem B'Moyim, to tell me that Eloim Shebe Boiris are also Mutter.